The leader of the House of Commons, Andrea Leadsom, has caused controversy after suggesting that broadcasters should be more patriotic. She made the comments to the BBC's Emily Mitlis as she was questioned on the government's Brexit negotiations.
And Miss Leadsom, you haven't even got a deal with the DUP on the table. They're laughing at us and saying they can walk all over whatever she puts up now.
Well, that's blatantly not true, is it? Angela Merkel said it was an interesting start. We had Mark Rutte saying he was quite positive and optimistic about it. We had various different EU politicians, the elected politicians, saying it's a good start. Of course, it's very early days, but it would be helpful.
It has been a year, and these crucial
issues. If broadcasters were willing to be a bit patriotic, the country took a decision. This government is determined to deliver on that decision.
Are you accusing me of being unpatriotic for questioning how negotiations are going, questioning whether you have the position of strength that she said she wanted?
I'm not accusing you of anything, Emily. I'm simply saying we all need to pull together as a country. We took a decision a year ago today to leave the European Union.
So has she got a point? Are the media making the government jobs more difficult? 030 30 80 55 55. Former Tory MP and self-confessed battle axe Christine Hamilton is on the line. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Vinnie. You have just elevated me. I've never been an MP of any
shape or
form. It's okay. I'm very flattered. But frankly, I never, ever wanted to. Thank you very much.
It's okay.
Never, ever stood.
Well, in a pure Anchorman moment, I read what was on the screen and I apologise for that, Christine.
Well,
and I was worried about the battle aspect. Never mind calling you an MP. Also with us is the journalist and commentator, Newton Emerson. Newton, you are a journalist and a commentator, yes?
I am, yes. Thank you. Well, not really a journalist, Vinnie. No, more a columnist. There's
quite
a difference.
Is there really? I don't know. That word is used quite loose and fast, but I thought you earned that anyway. Christine, we'll come to you first. Where does this leave neutrality?
Well, I think I think there's been a rather hysterical overreaction from certain sections of the media about Andrea's remarks, understandably, because, of course, you know, the media cherish their neutrality, etc. If only they were neutral, she might not have felt that she wanted to make it. But she did say, and she emphasised the word, a bit patriotic. She was being talked over by Emily Maitlis. I think it came out of frustration. She was being interrupted and she just thought, Emily, for goodness sake, you know, the country voted for this. Let's all pull together. Unless you are an absolute Remainiac who is determined to try and reverse the Brexit process, most people in this country now agree we've got to get on with it. And I think Andrea's point was, let's all pull together and get on with it. Let's not try and undermine our government. They're out there trying to do their best for us.
So should
all
of us. Should the media be questioning the government, their decisions, their policies, their discussions, what they are doing?
Of course they should, yes. And I don't think Andrea in her wildest moments would say that the media shouldn't question. Maybe if you just take her bit patriotic reply to that one thing that Emily said, but I think you'll probably find, I don't know, I've never met Andrea Leadsom, it was probably a bubble up of frustration because certain sections of the media delight in talking this country down. They delight in trying to make out that these negotiations are going to fail. We haven't got a hope. You know, we're going in, we're wounded, we've got our hands tied behind our back. Let's be a little bit more enthusiastic about it and let's be determined as a country that we're going to get the best out of it. The country's voted for it.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be a great disappointment to you, Vinnie, because I can't really disagree with very much of that. I also agree that I think that Andrea Leadsom simply snapped and had a thoughtless moment. It's, I think, quite revealing of the political mind, the idea that there must be collegiate responsibility and everyone should pull together. Obviously, journalism's job is to hold government to account. It shouldn't be doing that. But I think we should remember that this Conservative government is quite committed to press freedom. Now, I know that Leadsom was talking about broadcasters, which are regulated very differently, but this government committed itself to removing the oppressive clauses from the Leveson committee, which took a quite assertive stand for press freedom. So I wouldn't, as someone who works in print, generally have any concerns that that the Tories are out to get us in particular. Although this was a terrible thing to say, a ridiculous thing to say, I think it was just an off-the-cuff remark. And maybe we should consider why broadcasters have reacted to it with so much touchiness. Do they think that maybe she had a point?
It's interesting, though, what Christine said as well, Newton, in that should the media be more optimistic? Because obviously when there's discussions underway, when we're in a certain position, whatever it might be politically, there's talks underway and we don't really know where we'll be 6 months, a year, 2 years down the line. Do you think that the media tend to have a negative slant on the potential of what might happen?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen because nobody has a Brexit plan. In
fact, of course, when we speculate, though, do we always speculate onto the negative side? And if so, is that the right thing to do?
Well, it's just the natural thing to do, to focus on the doom and gloom and the bad news. Every now and again, a journalist or a broadcaster will suggest that perhaps the news should be more positive, and then everyone falls about laughing at what a naive idea that is. That's not what people are interested in. They're interested in problems. Now, perhaps they're also interested in solutions. But asking the government to come up with a solution to this enormous Brexit problem isn't negativity, let alone attacking the country.
So we're not going to, Christine, see Fox News-style reporting as you would get, for example, in America?
No, we're not. I think if I could just pick on something which Tim Farron is reported as saying, he's described this remark as sinister. Now, I mean, that to me is a complete overreaction. There's nothing sinister about it at all. She was straight up front about what she felt. And I think Newton is absolutely right that it was an off-the-cuff remark, and it was born of all her massive frustration, which millions of people in this country feel about the way the media talks this country down, but also in particular is talking down these Brexit negotiations.
Do you believe we talk the country down, Christine? And obviously I'm referring to media as a whole as opposed to just the BBC.
Of course you don't, Vinnie. You're exempt from everything, and the entire Nolan show is complete perfection in every way.
Yes.
Let's get that right. But yes, of course, certain sections of the media, they delight. They delight in trying to pull things down. They love it when things fail. And it's, I don't have the statistics to prove it, and I don't think they exist, but there's a general feeling by ordinary people that large sections of the media are against Brexit, and therefore they want to be proved right.
Billy.
Yes, if you wanted to look at a sinister aspect of media control, we don't have to look too far. We need to ask why libel reform has not been instituted here in Northern Ireland, something that the House of Lords has declared to have been done only to make it easier for politicians to sue newspapers. And we should also look at the reaction around the Leveson report, where broadcasters, in particular the BBC and Channel 4, cheered on a blatant political attack on a free press because they believed that the targets were simply their political opponents on the right. Well, I mean, how long would it be before that arrived at everyone's door? That was sinister.
Let's bring in Billy in Belfast at this point. Billy, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Good morning, Billy.
I have been bringing talk back in various programs for our local programs for years, to be quite frank with you. I've always believed the BBC is totally socialist and left-wing in its views. Practically, you only have to look at what happened to Theresa May after the last election. Just about every program on the BBC, whether it was TV or radio, was totally negative, trying to vilify her, undermine her, everything else. But it's not only that. It goes on here, too.
In what way, Billy?
What way? Every way. I think it amounts to propaganda, the amount of left-wing spin and socialism you put on it. Well, let me give you something. Well, it's a broad brush. Most nationalists, I would say, were socialists. Take the SDLP, take Sinn Féin, Socialist Democrat. They actually want a socialist republic of all Ireland. So they're socialists. You're talking about bonfires a short time ago. Was it mentioned about the Republican bonfires where they set half of the mourns on fire around Easter and internment time? Are there bonfires? All we hear is
Do you know what, Billy?
Bonfires.
And it's fair enough.
That's just one side of it.
Billy, just go
on about Jeremy.
Okay,
Corbyn.
Well, let me respond to what Billy
was going to cost.
Billy,
for what his plans.
Billy,
were.
Just let me respond to you, and I'll come back to you. So obviously, this is a conversation. It's not a monologue. What I was going to say, while I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with what you have said, I have worked on this programme for many years, and I have on many, many occasions gone through a programme and had people complaining that we are pro-Republican, and for the very same programme, we are pro unionists. And I mean for the very same programme, same discussion. And that happens on a regular basis. Newton, you want it back in there?
Oh, no, I just think this highlights a general problem the media has, which is that with more and more debates taking place online, the quality of phone-in callers and, I think, newspaper letter writers is becoming an issue.
Billy?
I cannot say anything about the rest of the media. I mostly listen to the BBC or watch the BBC. And for it to be called the British Broadcasting Company, it's a British fashion company. It is.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, it's the truth.
I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with you, Billy.
I'm sure you have a mission statement or whatever you call it in the BBC that says you're supposed to be totally neutral and what have you. And I'm surprised somebody hasn't been able to take you to court.
Okay, Billy, thank you. Christine, your thoughts on that, and then we'll move on.
Well, I think that people expect, when you buy a newspaper, you make a sort of fashion statement, a political statement, don't you? If you buy the Daily Mirror, that says something about you, unless you're doing it for professional reasons. If you buy the Telegraph, it says something about you. But the BBC should be, it is the one that we all expect to be absolutely down the line neutral. And I forget who said it, I think it was Billy.
It was.
It might have been you, Vinny, that the BBC always comes back with anybody who criticises them by saying, we get just as many criticisms from the left as the right, therefore we must just about be doing it right. The left would disagree with them, the right would disagree with them, but they do have this duty, they're paid for by the licence bearer, to be totally impartial. I'm not saying that Emily Maitlis isn't, by the way, and we won't go back down that road.
OK, Christine Hamilton, thank you very much. Newton Emerson, thank you as well.